is it lonely at the top, I guess, or does that demonstrate the divide between your district and the rest of the state?
Well, you know, I really don't think it reflects a difference between Louisville and the rest of the state. I do think, and I'm very sorry that Ben Chandler was defeated. I do think it represents a failure of communication to the rest of the state as to what the real issues at stake for the Commonwealth are.
Is it a problem where Democrats aren't being Democrats out in the rest of the state, or the agenda of the National Democratic Party is far too liberal and it's out of touch with white working class voters who are the majority of people in the state?
I actually welcome the opportunity to be the spokesperson for a national policy that espouses a support for the middle class in this country and working class Americans. That's what Democrats have always stood for. I think that's a great place to be. And I think, unfortunately, you know, a lot of our Democrats have gotten a little bit uncertain or insecure about standing up for the policies that the National Party does. I'm very secure in doing that. And over the next 2 years, I will continue to do that.
Besides promoting the idea of cooperation in your victory speech, you also went after, as you have in the past few months, Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell. It seems that the 2014 race begins today, at least by some of your statements and declarations. But do you think, though, that the fact that Andy Barr won in the 6th Congressional District, that many will say, listen, Kentucky has become more and more conservative. Obama was rejected overwhelmingly. This means that the chances of Senator McConnell being defeated by any Democrat are lower than they were before.
No, I don't believe that. I believe that Senator McConnell has been one of the most divisive political factors in the United States, and certainly in Kentucky. I think he has no longer believed that the people of Kentucky are his priority. He has shown day after day that his interests are political and not human, and I will spend the next 2 years doing everything I can to make sure that he is a retired 5-term United States senator.
There are many Democrats whose names are being touted as potential challengers to the senator. Secretary of State Alison Lundgren Grimes is one. And one name that we've heard is Ashley Judd, the activist actress. Do we need to talk about a candidate now, or is that something that Democrats can wait on, maybe?
No, I really don't believe we can wait till 2014. I think within the next few months we have to decide on a candidate to oppose Senator McConnell. We can all agree upon. I think the idea of Ashley Judd is an intriguing idea. She is a passionate, forceful voice, and I would have no problem supporting her, but I think we need to sit down as a party and unite behind someone who can provide the greatest challenge to Senator McConnell in 2014. I don't think we can wait to 2014. I think we have to do it now.
So a contested Democratic primary would not help that eventual candidate. It would make any candidate stronger, could potentially make them weaker in your view.
Exactly. No, I don't think we need a primary. I think we need to find somebody we can all unite behind. Ashley Judd would be, I think, a very, very formidable candidate who would bring national attention to Kentucky and bring considerable resources into an attempt to end Senator McConnell's career.